Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Our guests are TV producers and directors from Australia, making a film, a series, for Australian television, is tacticalrecon.com.au, tacticalrecon.com.au for Australia, and we'll put that up on screen. In fact, there it is right now up on screen, live at prisonplanet.tv for the next 2 hours. So we went live a little bit earlier, about 15 minutes ago. Coming up in about 20 minutes, I'm going to give you the phone number for the city of Arcadia, where they're having this giant door-to-door martial law drill for gun confiscation. We're also going to give the number to the U.S. Army, specifically who's doing this, but you should call the regular Army. You should call the media. This is insane. And we have other state reps coming on later in the show that are fighting all of this as well. But we have the Aussies here in studio with us right now. I'm opening the phones up for people that have been in urban warfare drills, folks that are in Iowa, people who are concerned about this on this subject. So I want to leave the phones open if police and military want to call in specifically. I mean, you heard me years ago lay all this out with the documents and the video, and some of you were in denial. Now you can't be in denial. I'm getting a lot of military and police emailing us and calling us and contacting us. Other hosts are telling me this, mainline hosts, that finally they're coming out of their trance going, wait a minute, foreign bankers run the country, they're looting everything. This is all really happening. Now they're training us to go after the American people. They're training us for roadside IEDs that the American people are going to be fighting us soon. Why is that, gentlemen?
Well, I'll tell you something about Australia. It's not that it's happening now. It's that it's already happened. I mean, the gun culture is all but gone in Australia, as far as from what I can tell. I've been there 10 years now, and there's no real debate anymore about whether people ought to own guns. I mean, to get an assault rifle is virtually impossible. You might find the occasional person who has a special permit for a handgun or a hunting rifle, but that's pretty rare, and that's definitely not in the cities. So there's no real debate. The debate's over in Australia.
And the reason why I'm making the show the way I'm making is to deal with apathy. Like, we're really worried when we speak to young people in particular, and they're just not that interested in politics. They're not that interested in the future. It's all about the here and now. Mm-hmm. And we really want to respond to apathy. You know, question your government, question what's going on. Question every time the Australian government sends soldiers into every U.S. war, as they always have. People just don't seem to really care anymore, and that's why we're here making the show that we're making at the moment.
You might even say that Australia is kind of a picture of where the U.S. is going to be in a few years.
Now, Sean, are both of you college teachers?
We teach occasionally both times. We're both working film and television industry, and so sometimes we teach at a university.
You've shown Terror Storm, right?
I've shown Terror Storm in a public setting, about 500 people. I'll tell you something. You've never seen a group divided so quickly as when you show something like Terror Storm. And quite frankly, I think it's all about worldview. Some people just decide in advance these things can't be true, so you must be wrong. And the other half have already been suspicious for some time, and now it's reinforcing their view.
But, I mean, in the film we have, like, mainstream Times of London where it's admitted that British Special Forces SAS were caught dressed up like Arabs running around shooting and killing people to blame it on the people in Basra. I mean, it's admitted. I don't understand. It's not a conspiracy theory.
Well, let me tell you what I run into, because we're talking about students now. You're talking about your average 18 to 25-year-old, and it's classic doublethink. I see the facts being presented to me. I see what you're saying. Yes, the cop did say that. The lady did say that. We see the information being laid out in front of me. But, you know, isn't that just your interpretation? I mean, this is a really common postmodern way of seeing things now. Isn't that just your interpretation of the facts? And, you know, can't I have another interpretation of the facts? I have these endless debates like that with students.
It's delusional.
Yeah, because in reality what happens is there's no objective truth anymore. It's simply a whole lot of opinions.
We are changed, and other 9/11 groups are really expanding in Australia, though, so people are starting to wake up, at least some of them.
They took a little while to crop up, but there was the first 9/11 Truth Conference that we both went to in March last year. It was pretty poorly attended, to be quite honest, although we had some incredible guests like Dr. Bob Bowman and G.O. Griffin. And I know they are having another conference. It's run by Truth Action Australia. It's run by a terrific bloke called John Burstall. And this year, I think they have Stephen Jones and possibly even Luke Radowski coming.
I love it. Bloke.
You got a bit of Aussie in it.
All right, we're going to come right back after this quick break with our guest in studio from the land down under. And we're going to take your phone calls.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system, new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters and appliances due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Situation. John in Iowa, Nathan in Iowa, Brian in Montreal, Gary in Indiana, Paige in the Kingdom of Heaven. That's folks that say they're off the grid, out of the system. We've got Craig and Paul here from, what's the name of your media group? I keep trying to remember that. It's a great name. It's tacticalrecon.com.au.
Conspiracy Hunters.
Yeah, we're going to get. Before you leave, so I've got a guest coming on who was put in jail in about 20 minutes. It's going to be a brief interview. He made 7-7 Ripple Effect, and he mailed it out to some juries that were looking at the 7-7 bombing and a judge, and they've arrested him, and he just spent like a week in jail, and he's supposedly getting out in the next little few minutes. They're going to have a cell phone waiting to hear exactly what happened to him, and it ended up being in the Irish Times and the BBC, because he's in Ireland, this happened to Anthony Hill, so We're working on getting that done as soon as he can call in. Representative Leo Berman from Texas. Texas has introduced a sovereignty resolution, so we're trying to fight this as hard as we can because the states created the federal government. So that's how we, quote, rebel. Isn't even rebelling. When the feds rebel, we spank them and put them in line, and the states can dissolve the federal government with 35 states voting and then reconstitute however they like. That's a great danger as well, though, because the globalists could get in there and rewrite things when that's happening. That's why we want state-by-state basis. They can also individually declare sovereignty but still be in the union and just lay down the law and say no. But NORTHCOM says they're going to use federal troops on them. See, the feds have war-gamed all this out. So before you leave, we'll probably just have you most of the rest of the hour. You have time for that, but we'll just pop back in with you guys. You can comment on what you're about to hear. Again, I've told callers who are military, who are police, who are upset about this, or who like the urban warfare gun confiscation training to call in, or people that are in Iowa. I've told people just last week that Iowa is the first place I saw real regular Army checkpoints on highways searching for weapons and guns after 9/11. And people, news cameras would be shooting video, and they'd walk over. It was on mainstream TV, and they'd say, turn your cameras off. In fact, I looked for that on the web the other day, but because it's 7 years old, I couldn't find it. Maybe somebody can find those Iowa. There's several of them newscasts. We do have other ones out of Georgia and places. But, you know, they do these drills, and then they become real. And it says they're going to hang up pictures of Americans, of the gun dealers looking for, go door-to-door and ask, are they in here? And what guns do you have? And then and they say because of the climate in America today. So now they're not saying these drills were for foreign wars, because they'd always say that in the past of the news, and I'd be there, and it was for America. They, you know, admittedly, to us, one time they were giving media tours over this college they'd taken over for a drill in Oakland, and when I was there, the Steve Jones, the former Marine Corps captain who was now their PR guy, was a private civilian, would run on, get out of here, Jones, you can't take this. But then we sent a guy in, they were giving citizens tours, which they're doing here, but this is the whole town. And that's when we got them doing executions. They take Americans out, and they go, all right, watch this, an execution, and they simulate blowing Americans' heads off. Now, that's the most hardcore, extreme form of martial law. And now they announce FEMA camps. They're going to merge the police, the military into. I mean, you know, this is in our news now. And I know I keep just saying it over and over again, because in a way, we've been covering this so long. You know, it's good to report on it, be aware of it, and counter it, but it's bad if people don't take action, because then it's like, yeah, I know they're training with camps. And, I mean, you know, that kind of apathy sets in. Like Australia, nobody likes it. I mean, how could the cops buy you a beer if you've got an anti-government sticker on your car but still enforce all that? How does that work?
Well, there's a thing in Australia called the tall poppy syndrome. And what that is that if anyone has any success or any I guess, financial success in particular, you've got to tear them down. So it means that we have this strange attitude where, you know, we want success ourselves, but if anyone gets it, we become jealous. It's called the tall poppy syndrome.
Well, we have that here too.
Yep.
And that was never really a part of our culture. It was, you know, it was very small, but it's getting bigger. I think that's a sign of sickness.
So on one hand, I guess we disrespect our politicians and don't believe a lot of them, yet we all vote for them. We don't really question what they're doing. And it's very 1984 in the concept of doublethink. And again, we come back to this issue of apathy. We realize we're apathetic, and we want to do something about it. We get inspired by young guys in groups like We Are Change. We may not agree with everything they do. We're inspired that young people are actually getting up and doing something, confronting politicians in particular. And we're filmmakers, so we're doing it through the mode of television, film and television. They're doing it just with video cameras in the face of people. That's inspiring. And I think if anyone gets anything from this moment we have on the show, is to get up and do something and stop being apathetic, turn the television off, turn on to our show, but turn off all the rubbish that they're watching, and just do something and talk to your leaders, confront them.
And if you tune out of TV, that'll make them start covering more of these issues. You know, I got pitched a show called American Conspiracy, and that's what Ventura, I need to call him up, I haven't talked to him in a few months, and he's doing three pilots, but one of them was that, and that was the show I was going to do, but they said, we'll do it with Ventura, which is great. You know, I don't have the tall poppy syndrome. I believe the rising tide raises all ships. I'm excited. I've talked to these executives and they go, look, we know this is the majority. We know this is popular. And I've talked to people where presidents of companies call and tell program directors, tell, you know, vice presidents, you know, tell, you know, the heads of programming, you're not doing this. So, I mean, you know, the control is very, very real. I had, A.J. Hammer with Showbiz Tonight on CNN, his producer, was like, oh, we're getting record ratings with this Charlie Sheen 9/11 stuff with you on, you know, day after day. We're having you back on all this week. And then they got a call, not from even programming, but from execs in Time Warner and said, uh-uh. So, I mean, you know, I even talked to Fox News people. They're like, yeah, we like your show. Awesome. You know, yeah, the New World Order's really bad. Yeah, the host is an idiot. But, you know, they're probably going to attack you, but we want to try to get you on. And then I'll be in the car going to the studio, the satellite up, and they'll call and go, yeah, higher-ups canceled you. And I've been booked on every show, and I go, come on, guys, your higher-ups are going to say, no, I can book whatever I want. They've never told me not to. And then I'm in the studio about to go on. This happened a few months ago, and they just go, sorry, we can't go to you now.
Alex, when we tell people about our show, Conspiracy Hunters, when we say, look, this is what we do. We have a look at conspiracy theories. Some of them are totally wild. Some of them are based on very serious facts. When we tell people what we're doing, across the board, people are excited. People support it. We run into almost no resistance, even in the film and television industry, even people in positions. But it's that high-level, executive level that you're describing. That's the unknown. That's what we don't know about yet.
Well, that's a great name, Conspiracy Hunters.
Thanks.
A lot better than the Crocodile Hunter.
Well, I think one of the big things is when you just start talking to people about conspiracies, everyone seems to have one conspiracy they believe in. You know, we talk about the show, they all name one conspiracy, whether it's JFK or something in Australia, but they never believe there's a great conspiracy. They somehow compartmentalize this one little conspiracy.
But this is an open conspiracy. We're going to get more into that. John, I've got all these calls. Tell me who's who. Go ahead and come on air, John Harmon. You're on air, right, John? I want folks to be able to hear you. Yeah, now you are. Okay, tell me about these callers.
John in Iowa's first up.
Okay, but I mean specifically, have we had any police? Well, I guess we've only got six lines. Any police or military call in?
So far I haven't gotten any, but we got a few interesting ones in the mix.
All right, I'm going to go through these quickly so we can get the police and military in, because they always tell me they can't get in. John in Iowa, you're on the air. Thanks for calling where they're doing gun confiscation takeover drills.
Alex, good to talk to you. Thank you very much for all the great work that you do. Here in Iowa, I've been trying to spread your message for the better part of the last 6-7 years, and telling people in Iowa that the New World Order and world government and world banking is stepping up to the plate now in just blatant efforts to dominate our society and take the rights away. And people here don't believe me. And I give them, you know, basic facts. Most of the stuff I get from you and listen to what you say and research what you say. With what's going on in Arcadia, the news here won't report on it. The news here hasn't really said anything. The newspaper up there is the first time I've seen it. If you talked earlier about coming up here. If you come up here, I would love to do everything I can to help you out and work whatever you need done up here to prepare for that. I'm an actor, director, and producer, so I have access to...
Well, just so you know what I do when I go to these events, because we have feds coming up saying, hey, you want to attack and kill some police, I've got weapons. And I go, come on, fed.
Right.
Nonviolent, don't try to set me up. And then I start filming them, and they freak out and run off.
Right.
So what I do is I kind of isolate myself. I say hi to anybody that shows up. I want folks doing their own stories, their own camera work. If folks want to give us footage, that's great. But I trust you. It's just I have to isolate myself when I go into one of these situations so we're not set up. I normally get two or three because we've been broken into hotel rooms, and I sleep in different ones and then close them and move to another place. I got to barricade the door at night because we've had them come in, steal our money, rob things, try to plant things on us. I mean, this is real, folks. So I don't want to get into you know the things we do, but you can ask the guys. You know, I get 2-3 hotel rooms. It costs money, but we have to do it. You know, I mean, it's very, very serious, and they pull fire alarms and stuff in the hotels we're in, and you know, come up to us and say, people are trying to pull fire alarms, and then you go up to your room and they pull the fire alarm. I mean, this is the kind of thing they do. But yes, I mean, look, it's in the Army Times they're training troops to take over America. You're saying you show that to people and they're still in denial?
It's denial. They know it. They see it. You can show them the facts. But people here are great people, yes, but they are very timid and very sheepish. And they would much rather, you know, turn around and pretend like something isn't there than have to step up to the plate. And that's what we've been trying to do up here is tell people what's going on. And what I've told them is I'm afraid it's going to be too late by the time you guys realize it's time to stand up. I mean, they're already going to be, your house is going to be taken out from under you. Your bank account's going to be swallowed up by the time you'll step up and say, hey, maybe we should do something.
This is acclamation, so when they really do it, the public will stand down.
Right.
I appreciate your call. Let's jam in another call here. Thank you, John, for the offer of aid. Nathan in Iowa. Nathan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Nice to talk to you.
I'm
pretty freaked out right now since I'm here in the state of Iowa, and I'm hearing all this stuff, and I just heard the news on your radio show today. And, yeah, I got my calendar clear, and I'm going to go up to Arcadia, I think, on the it's Saturday the 4th, it said in the article. And I'm going to bring my video camera up there and see if I can...
Well, we need to go... People need to knock door-to-door and explain this is for gun confiscation. And people need to protest. Stay there and tell the troops, we don't want you coming to our door and saying, we'd like to do a gun sweep, ma'am, in your home. You know, training to take over gun shops. And that's what this is, to go into the gun shops, get the list of firearms from the bad gun dealer, and go out and find out where they are. I mean, this is what they're doing. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. It's going on all over the country. Marines are running checkpoints, you name it.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Jake from Australia wants to talk to you guys. We'll get to him. But first, we're covering this Iowa situation. Let's go back to Nathan in Iowa. Nathan, how close are you to Arcadia and the other town where they're going to be having the martial law takeover drill, gun confiscation drill, house to house, shutting the town down with checkpoints?
Actually, I'm in south central Iowa, about 45 minutes south of Des Moines, the capital.
And where's the best place for me to go ahead?
It's probably about 200 miles from where I live at, but I mean, just, you know, getting up there and getting the footage and seeing what they're really doing up there is pretty important. So,
Well, we've seen Marines and Army come up with police, and the Marines will, and the Army will have guns, and they'll say, turn your camera off, which is just absolute high treason against the First Amendment. You've got major lawsuits if that happens. I'm also going up there, and I am going to legally go after any of these traitors to America that try to violate my First Amendment.
Yeah, I'm not afraid. I'll go up there and stick the camera in their face. It's my constitutional right to.
Have you seen a Police State 2000 where they walk over with machine guns? I mean, I'm not talking M16s. It's the big ones.
I actually have pretty much all of your videos. I've been listening to you for about 7 years now.
I'm just saying, I'm not making it up. I have the Army walk over to me in Belton and tell me turn my cameras off and start threatening us. And you know, we said we're not turning our cameras off.
Yeah, exactly. All right,
and then the mayor blew up cars in the town and announced that they'd been hit by terrorists, and at the end said it was just a drill. See, it's psych warfare. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just saying, that's all I have. I hope to see you up there when I go up there. I'll be up there on Saturday the 4th.
Yeah, I want to finish the Obama deception and just work 8 hours a day for a while and finally spend time with my family, but it doesn't look like I can. The revolution is on. They're the revolutionaries taking over. Let's go to Brian in Montreal. Brian, go ahead. Yes, sir. Have you been in an urban warfare drill, or do you have a comment on this?
No, but I have a nephew that is in the reserves, and he's always going over to the States to do some work, to do intertraining with a lot of these little drills that they run.
Oh, well, by the way, it's in the Toronto Star and other papers that they've signed a deal, and Congress said last year, we're not involved in this. We make war. We fund you. We're your boss. They said, no, you're not. It's under PDD 51, but they will use Canadian and Mexican troops in the U.S.
Yeah.
On record.
And one of the things that I came across this week, I actually contacted a friend on Facebook, and it's funny because he was a bully back in school days, too. And now he claims that he works for the federal law enforcement in the United States, and he's up here training our law enforcement, I imagine, on how to kick in doors and things like that.
Oh, no, that's been on the news that the Texas State Police are up there training the folks in Canada on how to set up checkpoints and violate rights. Thanks for the call, sir. What would Australians do if they tried to use foreign troops in Australia?
It's hard to say, Alex. I mean, I'd hate to say that Australians just bow down and let it happen, but I suspect that's probably the case.
Depends on which foreign troops, if we're talking about American soldiers or English soldiers. Hard to say. There's a lot of history there with American military and Australian military working together.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, though, I think people will be very suspicious.
Yeah, MacArthur ran to Australia. Let's go ahead and talk to, but because the Aussies were armed, the Japanese dare not invade. Let's talk to Gary in Indiana. Gary, what's your take on all this?
Sir, thanks for taking my call. The reason I called today is this isn't just happening in Iowa. Just yesterday, my wife received a letter from the United States District Court, Southern District of Indiana, Laura A. Briggs, clerk of the court. It's a 28-page questionnaire. Number 50 is, are there guns in your home, yes or no? If the answer is yes, please indicate whether you or another member of your household own guns, how many guns are owned, what kinds of guns are owned, handgun, rifle, shotgun, semi-automatic, etc. I think the reason for this is about a little over a year ago, the ATF telephoned me on my company cell phone, which is an unpublished number. If I called you on that phone, it would give you my company name, not me, and indicated they were at my house and needed to investigate some firearms I owned. So I collected my wife. I drove home. On the way, I called a deputy sheriff friend of mine, asked him to meet me there. When I arrived at my house, there were two sheriff cars and an ATF agent and my friend. They went inside, and the ATF agent questioned me about a couple of handguns I had purchased years and years before, and I produced records showing that I had traded them into a gun dealer, and he indicated they had been used in crime. And then he started questioning. He had a stack of paperwork on me asking me questions about other handguns I had purchased. I had recently purchased a pair of handguns, and when you purchase two guns at a time in Indiana, they have to send a multiple purchase form to the government. He had that on hand. He wanted to inspect the guns to make sure I wasn't.
Now that's what the states do, is they collect the registration data. Now under the census, back in 2000, it was one in six homes. I got one, was a 49 question, and then I think it was one in 20, got a multi-hundred question, and it would ask you, do you own firearms? And now Obama's announced under the census it's going to be monthly, and they claim under law you've got to answer all the questions. When you don't, the Constitution says you've got to answer it every 10 years, just how many people live there, for apportionment of your state representatives to the legislature. That's it. For representation, how many state reps how many federal reps your state gets. Just amazing, sir. Stay there. I want to hear the rest of the story when we get back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. E-Foods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust E-Foods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in a three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
All right, we're going to go back to your calls. To Australia and other places, dealing with the gun confiscation drills going on all over the country, not just Iowa. We have a state rep coming on from Texas who's introduced a bill for sovereignty next hour for about 20 minutes, and we have, it looks like the military is going to be coming on. Looks like we've got them coming on, so we'll see if that happens. I don't want to say more than that until we get them on. For obvious reasons. Folks will try to stop him from coming on. He said it. But who cares? Whatever. That is coming up. But I want to go to Rob Freeman because we were going to get the fellow on from the 7-7 Ripple Effect who made the film, who mailed it out to a bunch of people, and it mailed it to a jury looking at the 7-7 bombings, saying, look, you know, here's evidence that it was an inside job, and they arrested him in Ireland. And they've got some extradition order now from England. He was supposed to get out today, but Anthony Hill has not been able to join us. So Rob Freeman, good friends with him. What is happening right now?
Good afternoon, Alex. It's nice to be with you. As we speak, Anthony John Hill has been released. and he was allowed, he was actually ransomed for the sum of 3,500 euros. Again, this is for sending out a DVD to a judge in England about the trial on the three helpers of the 7/7 London bombings. And for people that aren't aware, that particular trial wound up in a mistrial last year, and it's currently being retried. So, knowing that nothing on this planet happens, for no reason, certainly the timing is of interest that this particular arrest of Anthony John Hill would take place at the same time that this retrial is going on.
And now what's happening, so we have double jeopardy. His film shows the mainstream media reports that I remember that Scotland Yard was killing some of the Arabs that figured out it was a setup, and this was on the news, but then it all was shut down. Very powerful film, and it backfired. Now it's in a bunch of British and Irish and Scottish newspapers, and it's just exploding all over the web. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, you're correct. The interesting thing is that the people that were gunned down were actually the suicide bombers. And that's what the film lets everybody know, that it was reported on mainstream media that they were gunning down, I believe in Canary Wharf, or if I don't have the place exactly correct, these were the suicide bombers that were supposedly on the trains that they never caught. And they were the ones that were gunned down. So, you know, you've got that anomaly. But to me, one of the more interesting things is, and this fits in with 911 and what you've gone through, trying to get the truth out to people. There's some interesting similarities there that should let everybody know that there is a new world order. It is not isolated to the United States. And one of those things is the mock drills. And, you know, if you wouldn't mind me focusing on that for just a moment, there were mock drills going on the day of 9/11.
Now, the exact targets, the exact same place, exact same time being attacked. And, yeah, we've covered that in Terrorstorm. It's covered even better because, you know, Terrorstorm just focuses on that for about 30 minutes, you know, in the 7/7 ripple effect. But just for time constraints, I mean, you can get into that if you'd like, but I really want to talk about Anthony and what he's dealing with right now and where these charges are going. But go ahead and into the drills briefly.
Yeah, real briefly, the same exact scenario played out in Great Britain with the London bombings. There were mock drills going on the same day in the same places. And, you know, this should be a clear sign to people what they're dealing with, who the real terrorists are, so that everybody can put this in perspective and understand why these things happen. And really, the reason that all this is happening to Anthony John Hill right now is because he's exposed.
Well, the establishment has now outlawed photographing police in England, but they've got 6 million cameras in London alone, photographing somebody hundreds of times per day as they walk around. This is blown up in their face, though. Now everybody's watching 7/7, the ripple effect.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they're the most heavily surveilled people on the planet right now.
But you don't photograph police. Just amazing. Okay, what's happening to Anthony Hill? Where is this going right now? Last time I heard, they want to extradite him to England for charges. You know, he's been grabbed in Ireland. Where is this going?
Well, the charge is perverting the course of justice, and that's for sending this DVD to the judge so that he could know the truth while a trial was going on. This DVD was of in case people don't know and the listeners don't know, the 7/7 ripple effect was released on the 5th of November in 2007. This trial happened in May of 2008. So this DVD that went out was free information available on the web, and it had been available on the web for 6 months. So really nothing, you know, new there. And, of course, it's up to anybody.
Well, people always write letters.
To watch it.
They always write letters and things in big court cases and send information to courts. I mean, this is asinine. But when I read in the Irish Times last week, they're also going after him for sending it to a jury, right? Or is that wrong?
Well, it is reported that he sent it to the jury foreman. And I have not been able to confirm that with him personally.
Okay, well, here's the big question. He said he could be on the show today right when he got out. Why is he answering his phone? Do you know how he's doing? Or has he been told not to talk?
Well, actually he has, and I wanted to discuss that too briefly. There were several conditions to his bail, and I want to give this to you because this is really important to get out. One of the conditions was surrendering his passport. Two was he is forbidden to discuss 7-7 with anybody in England and Wales. Okay?
His free speech under the Magna Carta, which has been extended all over Europe and the United States, that's what our Bill of Rights is gone. He's not allowed. You talk to him. This is directly from him.
Correct.
He told you he is forbidden from discussing 7-7 in England and Wales. Go ahead.
I have spoken directly to him. This actually came directly from his solicitor, okay, which for people in the United States that aren't aware, a solicitor is a lawyer, so an attorney.
A barrister.
So this is directly from, yes, it's directly from his solicitor, and he also has a third requirement that he has to sign in three times at a Garda station, which is the Irish police.
And they're going ahead with the charges against him?
Hey, that's the other interesting thing. He has actually only been held on an EU arrest warrant. That's it.
They under
have
Interpol?
Produced no British. Yes, there's been no British warrant produced, and there has been no search warrant produced for the things that they confiscated from him.
Well, they're complete without morons because this film was already very popular, and I talked about on air how great it was, and now it's going supernova. So everybody go get 7-7 Ripple Effect on the web. They're trying to take it down on a lot of sites. They're very upset by this because it proves exactly what they did. And that's why they want to shut the web down.
Well, and not only that, but, you know, for people that don't know much about him, this is the same man who spent the last 10 years trying to raise the Ark of the Covenant in Ireland and knows the exact location of the entrance to the subterranean Murgay. That down to a 6 foot by 6 foot square of grass. And they're not about to let him dig it because they know that it's there and they know that he would be the one to bring it up.
Well, the British lords do, and the Queen and all them do claim that they have that. I don't know if that's true, but I know he's also done a lot of research on that. Very, very interesting. Well, we want to get him on, I guess, to talk about that. I guess he can't now talk. Oh, we're going to let you go while we're busy.
Actually, he could come on to talk about that, I would think, and I would love to see if we could schedule something like that for you, because I think this all has a tie into the New World Order, and it is a solution. And
no, he's been a prolific researcher and been very effective, and his film 7-7 Ripple Effect is just amazing. I don't know the man, but we'll talk to him then next week as this develops. Thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Thank you, Alex. I hope you have a good day.
You bet. Is there a particular website where we can look at more of his material? Because I guess if he's barred from talking about it, though, I guess they're going to make him take that down?
No, I don't think so, and I'd like to give that out if you wouldn't mind, please.
We need to mirror his site.
Okay. It is http://jahtruth.net, and that's jahtruth.net.
All right. Thank you, sir. Our men down under, we're going to go to a call from Australia here in just a moment before they hang up, because I want to skip ahead to them and go back to other folks that are calling in. Your take on hearing about them putting a gag order on Mr. Hill from being able to come on this show?
Well, similar things has happened in Australia with Australian detainees in Guantanamo Bay. They've come back to Australia, and they've had gag orders on them, and we really haven't heard their full stories.
They call that a D-notice in England. They just tell the media shut up, too.
It's actually quite common. Yeah, there's nothing unusual about things like that in Australia. So, in fact, I don't really think you would hear much discussion about it. I think it's considered just one of those things that happens as part of a case.
The truth is, these countries aren't free now, and the United States is becoming unfree as well.
Absolutely. I mean, we're just not sure where to go from here, Alex. I mean, you know, bringing up children, you just want to know what to tell them and what to believe. And it's really hard in a climate such as this where if you believe there's a tyranny coming, or there's tyranny here, what do you do? What should you believe? Where should you look for truth? And that's a lot of the big questions. And what do we tell our kids? That's what I wake up and think about every day.
Our big frustration is we go around, as part of our TV show, we go around and talk to people on the street, and by and large, you tell them things exactly what you just described. You know, hey, listen, people are not able to talk freely about the things that they're experiencing. Well, what I hear more than anything is, well, we're at war. We need to wait and see what the government's going to do. We need to wait and see what's going to happen.
It's for our own protection.
It's for our own protection, mm-hmm. things like this. I don't actually see a lot of resistance.
Yeah, well, it's mounting here. Let's go to Jake in Australia. Welcome, sir.
Yeah, how you going, Alex? Can you hear me?
Good, you're on the air. Welcome.
Welcome. Yeah, man, I guess to cut it short, I should maybe submit some factual evidence about the situation in Australia with people waking up to 9/11 truth. I think there was a lot of people in January of 2006 when it seems like some dissident executive at Channel 10 on one of their free-to-air mainstream networks broadcast 9/11 in plain sight. And I wouldn't, recommend it as a breakthrough in these days, because there's been a lot of, like, counter-attack and anti-establishmentarianism from the opposition. But at the time, for many Australians, they actually saw footage of 9/11 that in 5 years, incredulously, they had never witnessed in their life. And yet 9/11 was covered so much in Australia that it was impossible, and I'm sure your film crew there have witnessed this too, that it was impossible to witness any radio station news broadcast in the country on any given day without some mention of the threat of terrorism and 9/11. And yet, and the television were over-broadcasting and repeating all the footage that they claimed was the total canon of footage. And yet, oh my God, it's amazing. If you've been paying attention, it was obvious they had been blacking out, you know, stuff like live journalists in New York with dust all over them, talking about, you know, witnessing all these explosions, everything, man. For me, I wake up in January 2006, but to say something in defense of Australians, and maybe your film crew there can speak of this, the only kind of mainstream media where they actually attempted to confront us was in about April 2006 on the Australian Broadcasting Corporation on a radio show hosted by Adams, where he speaks with what he calls his Washington insider, Bruce Shapiro, and mockingly tell all of his listeners that they are mistaken about 9/11 truth.
Okay, I appreciate your call. Yeah, you have Australia in one of the tightest, from what I've read, bubbles of information. Now that the Australians are using the web and waking up, they're moving, saying, we're going to have Chinese-style censorship. You won't visit any alternative sites. This is being announced. They're doing it. They're, quote, testing it. Their hubs right now, the Chinese fight to get around them. I guess the Aussies, most of them are like, oh, that's fine. They're keeping us safe. But I'm not trying to be mean. That's how you describe it. Well, crikey, we kind of be allowed to raid the Internet. Al-Qaeda might get us.
I'm sorry.
Well, you should know, Alex, that Australians really don't like Americans imitating them, but they get it done a lot.
Hey, we did the British yesterday.
You did very well yesterday. We don't like the British.
Well, we like them. A lot of people are from there. But the point is, go ahead and do an American imitation, then make it better.
Ours.
Well, Alex, we're here in Texas, and we just really, really appreciate being on your show. Is this okay? We're going to have barbecue soon for lunch.
Crikey, mate, that's fantastic. Have yourself a brew.
Crikey, Alex.
Oh, my God.
It's fun.
I mean, on Jake, who called in, I mean, the big thing is that I think it was fascinating that In Plain Sight played on national television in Australia. Mm-hmm. That was a long time ago, but the big discussion now is that, I mean, the BBC piece about 9/11 aired a couple of months ago, and now that seems to have really polarized people's ideas on 9/11.
The one attacking me or the other one?
The one attacking Dylan Avery in particular.
Dylan's their favorite person to interview.
Yeah, and I mean, I remember seeing I was talking to a teenage girl the next day, and she said, that guy, I mean, Dylan Avery, was such a, you know, bleep, bleep, bleep. And I said, but do you see any bias in that piece whatsoever? She said, no, that guy's just a bleep.
Yeah, well, people love to buy in, like the media is their friend, and we're seeing the idiots together, you know, we're... See, now I'm doing a yuppie.
Alex, let me say this about Australia. Australia is a wonderful country, okay? And the people there are some of the nicest, friendliest people you're going to meet anywhere. It's also a small country. It's about 22, 23 million people, which is why films like In Plain Sight actually get screened, because, you know, that stuff is still possible. But, you know, about internet censoring, because you brought that up just a second ago. Just before the new prime minister made an announcement that would be something we would talk about, 60 Minutes ran a segment about child pornography and different types of pornography on the web.
It was one of a number of current affairs stories about pornography in the space of about 2 weeks.
And that's to demonize it, ready for web censorship.
Yeah,
that's right. And so when people,
what do you call censorship in dingo lingo?
Censorship.
It's the last of the big V8s, Max.
Yeah, that's right. But the bottom line is, when people are talking about internet censorship, they're worried about pornography. That's the context in Australia. They're thinking about, oh, well, you know.
Well, I mean, they're going to start taxing the web here in the name of pornography and everything else on the web. That's how they do it as well. We're going to come back, take more of your phone calls. Stay with us as we continue with the Dingo Lingo.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away, and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down.
Let's go to Ben in Iowa, where they're going to have the big lockdown, the couple towns and gun confiscation drills door to door with the Army. Ben, any news from there? Give us your take on what's happening.
I called the office at Carroll, Iowa earlier today. And I think I might have been the first one, because the lady I talked to, I won't say her name, but she had no idea. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. And then I called the office, and they said, yeah, it's for what they're going to be doing in Iraq. I don't know that the Iraqis speak English. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. I think that an organized protest would be a lot better than just a bunch of individuals going up in April.
No, I agree. I'm just saying that when I'm running around, I can be with crowds of people. I agree with you.
But I'd like to say that anybody in Iowa or anybody planning on going up, I could shout out my email address, and I think that an organized protest would be better if anybody wants it.
Sure, shout it out. As things develop, we'll do more of this.
Okay, it's ben.canny@gmail.com. And, I plan on being there all weekend if I can.
Well, there's two operations. There's their little FEMA camp drill and then going and subduing the town is the next part of the drill. I'm going to move and let you go because I want to say bye to my guests. We do have some barbecue coming for you. It's pretty good. And
so we're going to go home and say we've had a barbie with Jonesy.
You know, Texans don't like it when you give us nicknames.
No.
I'm just joking, actually.
Imagine how confused I am in Australia.
A lot of folks have actually, Jonesy, I get called Jonesy a lot.
Shauno is terrible. I hate it. But I get it.
Shauno. Well, you know what? I can't wait to see your production. I hope you guys send me a copy of it when that happens. And the website is tacticalrecon.com.au. And Americans will be able to get to it, maybe, but I guess Australians won't be able to get to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com soon, as announced. And so that's too bad. So for everybody that won't be able to listen to us, they're going to have firewalls up as well. Bye-bye, Australia, behind the Iron Curtain. And the Iron Curtain is the sending head as well.
We'll peek out from behind it sometime in the future and say good day.
Well, I just hope folks value information. I mean, they should be upset that the government wants to keep them from... I mean, they've said they're not going to let the anti-government hate sites and dangerous alternative news.
Let me tell you, in our show, we knock on a lot of doors. We ask a lot of questions. We're always in people's faces trying to get to the truth. We hope people are going to watch the conspiracy hunters and get motivated to do the same thing.
Absolutely. Well, in closing, gentlemen, I wish you well. When are you going back to Australia?
2 days' time.
Very soon, this weekend. Yeah, and it's a 14-hour flight, so it's a long one.
What, do you fly to California first and then?
That's great.
Yeah, out of L.A. Terrible L.A. airport. Yeah, 14 hours and then back in Australia and then back into the daily grind over there. It's summertime in Australia, too, so it's not so cold.
You think this is cold right now in Texas?
I've been in the subtropics for a long time now, so I'm used to it.
I'm acclimatized.
Even my accent screwed up.
Yeah, well, I spent like a week or two in New York before and catch myself going, accents do that.
Y'all, I'm starting to say y'all again. It's been a long time. I grew up in Texas originally, but, man, I spent a long time practicing not to say
y'all. We're fixing to eat some barbecue.
Fixing? I'm fixing to, that's right. And trying to get these guys some decent Mexican food has been a real challenge. But we hit it last night, though.
We're fixing to talk to the state representative in Texas who's introduced a bill to reissue sovereignty. All right, well, your BBQ should be here in just a few minutes. And, I mean, it's better to go to the actual restaurants and sit down. Pig out on it, but this is pretty good. Got you some German sausage and some brisket, and it's pretty simple stuff. And some jalapenos, pickled jalapenos. You should eat one.
These boys eat barbecue a lot, so we should be all right.
Yeah. You guys have something like barbecue in Australia? Everybody's got barbecue.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of cattle. There's lots of beef in Australia.
Every weekend.
It's just not that good.
And they're doing animal ID in Australia, too. They're doing animal ID, too.
They definitely have been doing that for a very long time.
That's very cool.
The control grid. Hey, guys, great having you in studio.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it.
You bet. Bye-bye, Australia.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.